Right, come here. Listen, we've all had days where the head's wrecked and we're stressed, anxious, or just not sleeping, right?
It happens to me.
It happens to everyone.
Yeah, but the good news is there's some excellent help on hand, literally at your fingertips. There's a really handy tool called My Mental Health Plan on yourmentalhealth.ie. 4 quick questions, that's it. And then you get a personalised plan full of advice. Do you know what?
What?
That actually helps.
It's brilliant. And it's not just for when you're feeling rough either. Even if you're in good form, and I know you are a lot of the time.
Sometimes I'm not.
And there's loads on the site about self-care tips and ways to keep your mental health ticking along.
Exactly. We all check in on things like fitness or food and a bit of growth in the gym and that. So why not your mental health as well? It only takes a couple of minutes and you might pick up something really useful.
So get on it. Visit yourmentalhealth.ie for advice, support and your own free personalised mental health plan.
Whopper.
Nice. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello. Welcome. Tá falsha rout.
Well, this is the bonus episode.
It is. Do it in Irish.
Tarshe bonus episodioc.
Is that right?
I don't know what bonus is.
No,
I know
it's episodioc.
Dushna is prize. So it's kind of like a dushna for the laying. The laying-ty, the listeners.
Laying-ty is listeners, is it?
Or Aishtam. Aishtam. I'm fucking on. Do you know what? I have Duolingo and I've been learning Irish on Duolingo. And I paid for the premium and everything. But when you pay for the premium, there's other options. And I started learning how to play chess instead. So I just got distracted because it has like a... It teaches you how to play chess.
Just buy the premium for games.
Fucking... Oh. Anyway.
So we've already recorded the main episode.
Sure.
So this will actually be the first time I've... On the podcast.
Okay.
Good feedback.
I just realised I'm holding a coffee cup and it's not mine. And it's probably there weeks.
Ew.
And I was just distracted. No, and you're just holding something that you, and then you just realise you're holding it.
And you were licking the rim and all.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then you just realise, oh, that's not my coffee cup.
Did I already tell you this? A few months ago we were here. And I think I was, like, you two were here with me and you've gone off somewhere. And I was sitting and I picked up my coffee cup and had a sip.
It wasn't yours?
It was hot chocolate. I don't drink hot chocolate.
Wasn't yours?
It was not. And it was the dregs.
Oh, was it cold chocolate?
I want to throw up there and then.
Oh, Jesus. God.
It's
disgusting, man.
It's a bit like that time I was in a...
Okay, with the Darren, he finished it.
I was in a restaurant before and I just like got up and just like forgot where I was for a minute and I just started eating from people's plates.
Yeah, actually you do that from time to time.
It's a pick, like.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, look at me.
Sometimes I go into the dentist's and I pretend to be a dentist.
If take people's teeth though.
You know when the dentist walks out of the room and you're just left there with your mouth open like a tick?
There you go.
Sometimes I just walk in and say, sorry about that. And then I start...
Chip away.
Yeah, breaking teeth.
Should I know them?
The what?
They know them anyway.
Yeah, they can't feel it.
Fuck them.
They're only bleeding teeth. We have enough of them.
Yeah, they grow back. Not like they don't grow back. Huh?
You don't even use them anymore. Oh, fucking drinking protein shakes now and everything. You don't need your teeth.
What do you need your teeth for?
Drink soup.
Teeth in this day and age, teeth are all, to be honest with you, I think teeth are a bit woke. Oh, podcasting's gas, isn't it? Make podcast equipment more expensive.
Again.
Anyway, have you any questions from...
the old bonus.
The comeback is on from Owen, the comeback king.
The comeback kid.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, the fascinating tale of my absence is comeback, is explained on the main episode.
This is my comeback.
Yeah. It'll probably be cup because it was very boring.
No. People wanted to know what you were doing.
The story of my 3 weeks at home.
Yeah.
I bet you were playing tennis in your tennis court out your back.
I wasn't. But I've had the thought recently, maybe I should play tennis.
I was thinking of starting. I wanted to pick up golfing.
Oh, come with me to the driving range.
Do you be at that?
I do be at that.
A friend
yeah,
of mine plays
yeah,
golf yeah. twice a week. He plays golf, a mate of mine.
Now I don't go out onto the
course. He has to haul the clubs the whole lot, like, and he go out twice a week onto a green, like.
Yeah.
And he's always asked me to come out with him, and I never do, but I really want to. Be a swing and a miss.
Once you hit 35, you have to get a set of golf clubs
and become a taxi man.
Yeah, and leave the golf clubs in the boot all the time.
Yeah,
yeah. And if someone has
just
bags,
in case,
you have to move
just
it around.
In case. You never know when you need a game of golf.
You just don't. You could be driving past some driving range. There's so many golf courses in Dublin.
Yeah.
So many.
And start wearing the golf attire outside of playing golf. Like yeah. to pubs.
Like a tightlist hat. You have
yeah,
to have
and
a
one of the vests,
cap.
Sleeveless vests, cardigan things with like a short under it.
Yeah.
A Galloway one.
Yeah, yeah.
With a little quarter zip.
Galloway. You
know? Let people know you play golf.
What's the point playing golf if other people aren't going to know?
And have that bit of arrogance about you where you click your fingers for a drink.
Mm.
Oh, you play golf, me.
And you pay with cash, but only big notes.
Yeah, big notes. Wads.
Yeah. And just, have a clip.
Just fill in your wallet with wads on purpose. Not that you have it or anything. It's just like, it's all going to taxes anyway, but I want the point now.
And you put your hand into your pocket and you have like tears in it and you have to show it. Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
Falling there on me.
Sorry about that. Jeez, how much is that? €8 a point. Jesus. Get the shoulder going. Get the shoulder going.
What the fuck?
You must have think we got off the last bus.
I love that golf went from such an upper class game to kind of a lower middle class game. Like it's just
taxi driver game.
It's just, yeah.
Just
yeah.
for taxi drivers now.
That's Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods? No.
Yeah, that's what changed that.
No.
What's ultimately, that? That's the turning point.
Conditions are really tough.
There's a lot of factors that would have gone into it, but he made golf seem less elitist.
Do you think so?
I'd have said it
was. Is that a known fact? Is that a fact? Like, is that a thing?
I don't think you can really have it as a fact. But he would have made, like, so he is sponsored by Nike and they do all these very cool ads when he's like 18, 19, or whatever age he was.
Yeah.
When he came on the scene just before he won the Masters. The first one, but there was huge hype over him, and they brought out these ads thing, and all the kids were saying like, "I am Tiger" or something like that. Anyway, golf had never been cool ever before.
Before him,
no,
really,
and that sort of started the process. Now, then, obviously, you've also got changes in the way golf is presented on TV and all that.
I'd say Happy Gilmore was a big contributor to golf.
Yeah, would have played a part, I'm sure, yeah.
More accessible. I think sports stars that started playing golf as well, like footballers, when people started realising that footballers play golf in their spare time,
yeah,
that made it seem a little bit more attractive too. Yeah. It's an expensive hobby though.
It's a spare time hobby.
Well, yeah.
Bit of spare time, have a game.
Yeah.
Click my fingers for a point. I think it became popular in Space Jam. Michael Jordan, Space Jam, when he's got playing golf in it.
With Bill Murray, yeah.
And they were all the Looney Tunes are down the hall. Emma.
That's why golf got so popular.
Because the Looney Tunes are down the golf hall.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
Dean has been on to us with a suggestion for a bit of an improv you two can do. So we might save that for
the main
episode.
I keep getting them on the Conways. You remember last time you were on? I got another one off your man Mick. Didn't do it.
Mick from Kildare?
I don't know. It keeps to get me to do improv shit.
It sounded kinky, and they did it.
Oh yeah,
definitely getting off on it.
I don't want to know. Whatever you're doing in your spare time to this podcast, I don't want to. Like, I don't want to know about it.
Oh god!
Hi, Stalit team. This is Carl from Finglas. He says coming home yesterday, and by chance I saw Darren Conway as he was going into Charlestown Shopping Centre. I gave him a fist bump as we were crossing the road. I'd wanted to talk, but not one thing came out. I just wanted to thank himself and John McCookin.
Oh yeah, I remember him.
And then making me laugh.
Then I also seen, when I was leaving, crossing the road, I seen him on the bus, gone by. And he was like, pointing. I was like, yeah, all right. And then like, I stopped smiling immediately. And I went back to my normal life of pain.
Yeah, the misery.
Yeah.
Went back to the misery.
I was like, how are you? Brilliant. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
I'm so glad to bring you so much happiness. I just wish I could have some.
I just wish I had some of that happiness.
So Carl says, thanks very much. He also says he likes when I correct Calvin on Talking Bollocks.
Yeah, well, send that in
there. Yeah, keep down the fucking Talking Bollocks shit, yeah.
Don't be sending that in here.
Keep that out of here.
I won't fist pump you next time. Are you messing love with the bits of it? I don't even know you and your sound.
I'll fist bump you in the jaw.
Oh.
Oh. Dance on a log.
Yeah, Joe, do you know what I hate?
Tell me now.
Now when you have like a big job at home and you think, I'll only need like two or three things. Then suddenly you're in the middle of it and you realise you need 20 things.
Oh, stop. I've been there, man. And then you're running around like a headless chicken. But look, here's the thing. You don't even have to leave the couch anymore.
Yeah, because you can literally go on chadwicks.ie, am I right? Mm-hmm. You'd know all about that. It's like search, click, done, boom.
Exactly. Tradespeople, DIYers, anyone doing a bit of handiwork. Chadwicks has over 10,000 products online.
10,000? Jesus. If you can't find what you need there, you're building the wrong yoke altogether.
And the handy bit, you can get it delivered nationwide or just click and collect from your local Chadwicks branch.
So no excuses anymore for half-finished jobs. Get online, sort yourself out and get it done.
That's the Chadwicks way. Let's get it done.
Yeah. Visit Chadwicks.ie.
Jinx, bless for life.
Bagsy. Bagsy, yeah.
Right, come here. Listen, we've all had days where the head's wrecked and we're stressed, anxious, or just not sleeping, right?
It happens to me.
It happens to everyone.
Yeah, but the good news is there's some excellent help on hand, literally at your fingertips. There's a really handy tool called My Mental Health Plan on yourmentalhealth.ie. 4 quick questions, that's it. And then you get a personalised plan full of advice. Do you know what?
What?
That actually helps.
It's brilliant. And it's not just for when you're feeling rough either. Even if you're in good form, and I know you are a lot of the time.
Sometimes I'm not.
And there's loads on the site about self-care tips and ways to keep your mental health ticking along.
Exactly. We all check in on things like fitness or food and a bit of growth in the gym and that. So why not your mental health as well? It only takes a couple of minutes and you might pick up something really useful.
So get on it. Visit yourmentalhealth.ie for advice, support and your own free personalised mental health plan.
Whopper.
Nice.
Let me get another couple for you then.
In the interim, I might just say, send in your questions to stala@goloudnow.com.
Yeah, do. And suggestions for improvs, or you'd like.
And we're getting a new studio. Deep so dives. If you have any suggestions on what should go in the background of this new studio setup, write down under the Spotify comments rather than the email.
Not email them, why not email
them? Not too much.
But then everyone else will know what's coming.
No, I can't be giving them that much. Just the Spotify comments.
But everyone will know what. Anyway, right, if you had to enter a talent show together, the prize is €1 million.
Oh.
What are you going to do?
Fuck. Two years together. Impressive. I've been teaching me dog tricks.
Is he doing them?
Like, I go bang, and then he lies down on his back.
How did you get them to do that?
Just giving him treats when he...
But how do you initially get him to fall?
You just kind of start him, like you kind
push
of
him down,
him
hold
push,
him down,
push him down and grab like, him by the neck. And if you say, "Oh, you fucking bang,"
you don't dare, I won't feed you, bang.
And then when he goes, then you give him a treat.
That's horrible.
You give him a little
I
treat.
I don't even want to imagine that. I can't believe you do that to your dog.
No, I kind of had him, lie down, like, and then I went, lie down, and then I go, bang, and then give him a treat. And then eventually you just associate bang with, with lying down. So now when I go,
so when he'll go bang, does he just lie down?
Goes like that.
No way.
He's down there. That's just brilliant. Deadly. I have a video of it. Yeah, it's a bit of crack.
Give him a few tucks.
I could do that. I have him fetching. He can fetch a ball, except when he goes outside, because he's just crazy. When he just too distracted
by everything.
He's just like, whoa, fuck, where's everyone? Everything's so stimulating.
Chasing people.
I think dogs are kind of like autistic people.
Dogs
are like autistic people.
All right.
Like they're just so overstimulated and they're just distracted and it's too much for them. And you can't, I don't know, like some people, the dogs just walk beside them and look at them, at their owners.
Not my dogs.
Not mine. Fuck me.
What else have I got for you? Another dog themed one for you.
Brilliant.
From Barry.
Barry?
Yeah. Kyogen?
You wish.
Maybe.
Jesus Christ.
Your wish is real painful, isn't it?
You fucking
it's
wish.
It's like you've been talking about it off the podcast the whole time.
You wish, you desperate bastard.
Sick bastard.
Would you rather not?
Leave him alone, like, will you?
Would you rather know that your dog hates you?
He does.
Even if his behaviour doesn't change. Or have a rat that you know loves you and follows you around non-stop.
Yeah.
If I got over the grossness, I think I'd like a rat.
They're not that gross. If they're it's a little pet, it wouldn't be gross. A little cutie-wootie.
Little eyes and a little black eyes.
A lovely thing.
Disgusting. Little teeth.
Does your dog hate you? Teeth.
No, I don't think he hates me. I think he doesn't care about me.
Does he rat Amira?
I don't like. He doesn't like any of us. I don't think he likes people. Like, he just wants to be out and running around fields with dogs.
If you were sitting down, would he try jump up on you for a rub or not?
Yeah, he is actually very affectionate like that.
And then he likes you.
I don't. I think he's trying to get something from me.
Treat.
A walk. Bring me for a walk. Like.
Mm.
Grabbing his lead and all. Bringing his
people
lead.
People have pet rats, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Or ferrets.
Rats are very clever.
They're not.
They. Rat is a very intelligent animal, yeah.
Getting stuck in fucking traps then. They were clever, they'd be walking around and saying, oh, not this time.
Rats can figure out problems. I think they can use tools. Rats are very clever. Humans are obviously the most successful species on the planet. Rats are number two. Anyway, are you picking Frank hates you or the rat follows you?
The rat follows me. I wouldn't like Frank to hate me.
Oh.
He's the best boy.
That's but you don't like the rat, so the rat's going to be. And the rat, obviously, a rat can get in anywhere.
Yeah, but he's friendly with you, yeah.
Following you to your bedroom.
Ah, yeah, happy days. Jump in there.
A little shy
tail. Well, he loves you.
And the rat loves me.
Yeah, it could be scary, love.
What, where it, like, dominates the house, like? He's like, rule the roost kind of thing.
Won't let Amy near you. Won't let Frank near you.
Stand on him, I would.
Would a rat eat Frank?
A rat would eat a chihuahua. It would.
A rat would be, a rat is bigger than a chihuahua. A rat, like, we're not talking about a little cute wee wee mice.
That's a mice.
We're talking about a fucking rat, like a canal rat.
Oh, they're, you know, like,
see
big,
the size
they're
of them
huge,
horrible,
yeah.
Fucking disgusting things. Like a ratatouille. But not cute as hell. Wet and brown. With
Dixie
big,
is
long,
tiny,
skin,
like,
textured tail. Oh, I hate them.
The chihuahua was tiny. Very cute, though. Yeah, I'd chance my arm with the rat. In fact, the bollocks, I'd just stand on it.
And it seems a rat probably wouldn't eat a chihuahua, but could definitely kill him.
Yeah, it'd get there.
Well,
go to the neck, would it?
If you've got the chihuahua on a bad day, yeah.
Yeah.
Chihuahua are vicious, though. I'd say a chihuahua.
Rats are vicious.
I'd say a chihuahua would rip a rat to shreds if it wanted to. So quick. Very quick dog.
Chihuahuas?
Yeah.
All dogs are quick.
Oh, but this thing is like lightning.
Yeah.
Like, da-da! And then they're like, come here.
Come back. Come find your back.
Last one for you. Which town in Ireland sounds made up?
Boffin. Something Boffin, isn't it? Ballybuffet. That kind of sounds fake.
That's a place in Donegal. Yeah.
Ballybuffet.
Mayo.
That's yeah, mayonnaise.
Yeah, mayonnaise.
Letterfrack.
Letterfrack.
Letterfrack sounds made up.
There's a bastards town in Wexford.
Bastards town?
Yeah.
All the streets around Coolock are named after the Apollo 11.
Yeah, that's
Newcastle.
Class.
I love that.
Newcastle. There's Newcastle in.
That sounds made up.
Yeah, it sounds made up because there's like Newcastle in the UK. It just reminds me of them, like, that's not real. The one in the UK is
what
real?
You were saying was much more interesting than that. Continue.
Was it, yeah?
All of the housing estates around Coolock are named after the Apollo 11 mission.
Why?
That's the one that went to the moon the first time.
What are the names?
What is the reason for that again?
Armstrong Way.
Yeah.
Michael Collins Avenue, and like, it's all from the Apollo 11 mission.
Your road is?
Not my road. There's a certain area around in Coolock that all either NASA related or Apollo, specifically Apollo 11 related.
Mm.
So weird.
Yeah, let me check that for
how
now.
Bizarre. How bizarre.
There's a Tranquility Grove.
Tranquility Grove.
Tranquility Base was what they called the spot where they landed on the moon. Eagle Park, Eagle being the name of the
Eagle has landed.
Uh-huh. Apollo Way, yep. Armstrong Walk, Aldrin Walk.
Why? Coolock, like.
It's weird.
How long has it called that?
Since they were made. When they made them. In like when was it, the 70s? Did he make them houses in the 70s and the 80s? Made them and just called them all after the Apollo mission.
Why not?
Because it's fucking weird.
I'd like to know who signed off on that.
The old council.
Is there a place called Muff?
In Donegal, Muff, yeah.
There's a place called Muff.
That's funny, isn't it?
That's gas. You know what O'Connell Street used to be called before it was called O'Connell Street? Sackville Avenue.
Imagine.
I thought that was a bit of crack.
Sackville Avenue.
Or Sackville Road. Sackville Street. Just Sackville Street. And then the road over was Sackville Avenue.
When I worked in the pub, there was a fella that came in from America and his second name was Finglas. And he just said he was just here because he wanted to get the origins of a second name.
Wow.
And I was like, unlucky, mate.
That's how we kicked off that episode about Finglas.
Was it?
We found out all that interesting stuff, yeah. Yeah. I found out about Lionel Richie. You found out about the, what was it, the planetarium or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed that episode.
And he gave me, he tipped me in like $20. I was like, what the fuck am I going to use this?
Do you know what Ballybock means? Ballybock is Irish for, do you know what? Poor town.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ballybucked.
Poor town.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
It's not though.
It fucking is.
It's poor town.
Yeah. It's like a slum in the, you know, 80s.
Right. Wrap it up there for us.
All right. Well, if you have any questions, send them in to stall@goaloudnow.com.
Yeah. And if you know of any interesting town names from around Ireland, send them in. Let us know.
stall@goaloudnow.com.
Or if you have a pet rat.
Yeah, if you have a pet rat. Let us know how he's getting on at stall@goaloudnow.com.
What do they eat? What do pet rats eat?
Pellets.
Solero.
The Solero pellets.
Love that.
I'd say they eat anything.
True. Whatever they can get their mittens on.
Chihuahuas. Oh, their little hands are so lifelike and all. Jesus, I hate them. I hate rats. I really do hate rats.
Hmm.
And mice.
That'll do.
Okay.
I hate them. Yeah, Joe, do you know what I hate?
Tell me now.
Now when you have like a big job at home and you think, I'll only need like two or three things. Then suddenly you're in the middle of it and you realise you need 20 things.
Oh, stop. I've been there, man. And then you're running around like a headless chicken. But look, here's the thing. You don't even have to leave the couch anymore.
Yeah, because you can literally go on chadwicks.ie, am I right? Mm-hmm. You know all about that. It's like search, click, done, boom.
Exactly. Tradespeople, DIYers, anyone doing a bit of handiwork. Chadwicks has over 10,000 products online.
10,000? Jesus. If you can't find what you need there, you're building the wrong yoke altogether.
And the handy bit, you can get it delivered nationwide or just click and collect from your local Chadwicks branch.
So no excuses anymore for half-finished jobs. Get online, sort yourself out and get it done.
That's the Chadwicks way. Let's get it done.
Yeah. Visit Chadwicks.ie.
Jinx, blast for life.
Bagsy. No. Bagsy, yeah.